Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Routh, CEO of Prospects Energy, PXEN. It's ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, good morning, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just released your interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June. And we'll talk about what's happened in that period and what's to come. Before we do, Mark, just give a brief summary for people not familiar with Prospects, what it's all about, please.
Yes, sure. Prospects Energy is a small AIM-listed investment company. We have assets in Spain and southern Spain and in northern Italy, both onshore. They're all gas assets. In Italy, we're about to get to production early next year. And in Spain, we're already producing gas into our power plant at El Romeral, which is near Carmona in the Seville province of Spain.
Excellent stuff. Okay. I mentioned there is significant growth in net profit after tax and the value of investment. Can you provide some detail on how this is achieved, please?
Well, we've been generating electricity in Spain from the gas that we produce from El Romeral. That income has skyrocketed since we acquired the assets. When we bought the asset in March 2021, the prices of electricity were at sort of standard levels. We've now seen electricity prices raised to four times that number, and currently they're running at about three times that number, at around 150 euros per megawatt hour. So that means we have substantial income coming through Tarba. Tarba Energía is a Spanish entity in which Prospects owns just under 50%. But the other significant change to the profit and the valuation of the net value of investments was the fact that we acquired 20% extra in the Selva field in the northern province of the Po Valley in Italy. And that extra percent from 17% more than doubled our net book value of investments. So those two things is why we've seen some very large increases in our investment and our net book value.
Excellent stuff. Okay, and the automation of El Romeral has led to it operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Is this likely to continue? And if so, for how long, Mark?
Yes, well, that's one of the first things I did when I joined Prospects was to look at El Romeral to see how we could optimize the plant. And in conjunction with our partners there, which is Warrego Energy, we agreed to invest in the power plant, in particular to get it to operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which required some significant upgrades to the control kit and the remote monitoring to allow us to operate in such a way. Now, before doing that, we had to undertake some detailed subsurface reservoir modelling to ensure that the wells that are producing gas into the power plant could cope with running 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And actually, from a petroleum engineering point of view, it is better to run gas wells all the time and not keep shutting them in at weekends. So we're actually seeing good production from the wells, and we're seeing increased income from the generation of electricity at the power plant. So we're going to be doing that for the significant future.
Yeah, okay. And you raised £2 million post-period. What will these funds be used for?
Well, the main purpose for that was in order to fund our share of the development costs of the Selva field in Italy. The Selva field is coming on stream, targeted for March, April, early next year. It's going to throw off significant amounts of cash for prospects. It's, our net share of cash flow per year is between 5 and 8 million euros per year, based on an estimate of the forward curve gas prices. And that's a conservative estimate. We're actually, those numbers are based on gas prices, which are around a half of what we actually are seeing now. Now, we can't predict what will happen, but we use what's called the TTF, the Title Transfer Facility, which is the gas forward curve quoted in the Netherlands. You can see that on publicly quoted websites. But we've used a conservative approach to that that forward curve to predict the cash flows from the field. So the investment of £2 million was to fund our share of the development costs, because we did not want to be in a situation where we couldn't fund our share and have the license taken away from us.
Yeah, okay, all right. And Selva, you increased your stake there this year. Are you likely to increase that?
We'd love to if we could, but that's going to cost a lot of money, and I don't think the operator wants to sell any part of its 63% stake. We were very fortunate in closing the deal when we acquired the asset last year. We signed the sale and purchase agreement in August of last year, and the seller stood by his word, and it took us time to complete, because it took time to get the Italian authorities to approve the transfer of that 20% into our ownership. We'd like to get more, but we probably have to pay really top dollar now. We bought it at prices, we signed the deal at prices that were back in 2021, which were a lot lower than they are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned that you'd be looking at other investment opportunities. Can you provide us with some information on where, you know, geographically these are likely to be, and if they'll be in the oil and gas sector?
Yes. It's basically, we're following a strategy. We are a gas and electricity generation company. So we'll concentrate on gas preference in Northwest Europe, onshore. We'd look at offshore developments, but only if they're in shallow water. We can't go deep water. That requires a lot greater funding. And for a company our size, we want to concentrate on onshore gas developments. We're in the data room of several data rooms to look at opportunities. We're constantly within between 2 and 4 data rooms as my technical team are evaluating opportunities, and we'll have to watch this space. I can't say anything more than that, but we want to grow, but the growth of the company is going to be organic, probably from the concessions we already have a stake in, so we don't necessarily need to purchase any further opportunities, but if some come our way, we'll of course look at them.
Yeah. And will you need to raise, you know, money from investors in the short term?
No, we've got enough to get to first gas in Selva in early next year. So we're not going back to the markets for any more money. We don't need to do that. We've got cash coming out of El Romeral power plant in Spain, and we'll have cash coming at us in Italy. Now, we're not going to be sitting on that cash. And we're going to be reinvesting that in the wells that we need to drill in Spain when we get permit to drill. And we'll be reinvesting that in seismic surveys and new opportunities in Italy where we have structures that we want to drill up. But I'm not going to be sitting on the cash. So in the future, if there are share buybacks or dividends, that's not out of the question. But reinvestment of the cash is going to be the short-term aim.
Yeah. And what are the next sort of milestones for the business then, Mark?
Well, I think the most significant thing will be the infill well drilling campaign in Spain, El Romeral, we've got 11 targets that we can drill with up to 90 BCF of gas, which we could get developed and produce more electricity at the power station. The power station has got three turbines. We're only running one at a time because we don't have enough gas to power all three. So if we can just drill two more wells on the concessions, we'll get that up to 100% capacity. And that's something which will alleviate the energy crisis and the problems that Europe is facing. It's a small amount, but every little helps. So there's that. And in Italy, we have structures in the concession, which has been granted. The most significant thing that happened this year was that we got production concession granted by the Italian ministry on the 29th of July. That meant that we then have approvals to produce the gas. Some people believe that would never happen in Italy onshore. It did. We did it, and we're going to do it alongside our operator, Po Valley, who has got everything in place. They sent me a message that they have bought all of the 4-inch pipe that needs to connect the well to the gas grid. And we've got all the equipment mobilized, and we're going to be breaking ground any day now to install that pipeline to connect that suspended well to the national gas grid in Spain. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Italy.
Yeah. And you mentioned the problems, you know, with Ukraine, Europe, and you know, gas prices at an all-time high, pretty much. How will a drop to a more stable prices affect your business?
Well, it's all a question of how much that drop's going to be. Now, I've long held the view that gas is going to be required for the future of energy supply in Europe. I don't see gas prices plummeting to the sort of levels where we can't make sufficient profit from our assets. I just cannot see that happen. I've held that view for many years, that gas is going to be needed as the transition fuel to get us to the point where we can get renewables that can replace the reliance that we have at the moment on fossil fuels. So of all of the fossil fuels, gas is the most environmentally friendly fossil fuel to burn. It's far, far better than shipping LNG between continents, where the carbon footprint of LNG transportation is completely disastrous compared to onshore, local, indigenous gas production.
Okay, and what are the next milestones then, Mark?
Well, we expect to be getting the permits to drill in Spain on our El Romeral concessions to produce more gas into the power plant. And we'll be looking with the operator at the opportunities to drill further wells on the Selva Malvezzi production concession in the Po Valley in Italy. There's a possibility we'll be doing some other acquisitions because the technical team is busy doing that. So there's quite a lot in the hopper, so a lot to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, as always, Mark, in summary, if you could, three reasons why then someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Prospects Energy to their watch list, please.
Well, Prospects is starting from a small company on AIM. We aim to grow. We're going to be much bigger. That's my plan. We are an energy company producing gas. We have a nice portfolio of renewable energy projects. Project Apollo, solar panels on the roof of the plant. We've got Project Helios, which is a solar farm adjacent to the power plant in Spain. And in Italy, we've got onshore gas. So there are a lot of things going on where, you know, I've already mentioned the milestones. So there's several reasons to invest in Prospects because we're going places.
Excellent stuff. Mark, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Thanks for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.